This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday no progress was made in a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo shortly after Egyptian sources said headway had been made on the agenda. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The official, who asked not to be named, said, quote, "There is no change in the position of the occupation, and therefore there is nothing new in the Cairo talks." Israel and Hamas sent teams to Egypt on Sunday for another try at reaching a ceasefire in a deadly conflict that's now been going on for 6 months. U.S. CIA Director William Burns arrived on Saturday, with Qatar and Egypt also in attendance. Early on Monday, the Egyptian Al Qahira News had reported that all parties involved had agreed on basic points. The state-affiliated TV channel said the Hamas and Qatar delegations will return within 2 days to agree on the terms of a final agreement.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Smoke could be seen around the Israel-Lebanon border on Monday as Israeli military jets flew over northern Israel. Hezbollah and the Israeli military have been exchanging fire across Lebanon's southern frontier in parallel with the Gaza war, adding to fears of a wider regional conflict. The shelling has displaced tens of thousands on each side and hit the farming economy in southern Lebanon particularly hard, with bombed-out fields left unplanted or unharvested. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of giving Israel the quote-unquote green light for a strike on its consulate building in Syria that killed 7 Iranian military officials, including 2 generals. He reiterated Tehran vows it will respond to the attack, widely blamed on Israel.